Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispers.
Say the sad bells of Brittany. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of murder. Who made the night on earth? Say the black bells of London. And who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lyna. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well in. Say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimini. Thank you. What will you give me? Save the sad bells of ringing. Is there hope for the future? Save the proud bells of ringing. Who made the mighty omen? Save the black bells of ringing. Who killed the miner? Say the grim bells of Lydon.
Al Snow now hammering away on Bob Holly. Total disregard for your body. Hardcore title on the line. We mentioned a certain mentality.
No mentality. Who would be out there fighting? And, oh, look at this!
Into the Mississippi River. That water has got to be 35, 40 degrees. And now Al Snow tossed in. They look like drowned rats.
Come on, Bob Holly. Make Al Snow sleep with the fish.
Well, King, I agree with you. I said a certain mentality. You're right. No mentality at all.
Look at this. Oh,
man. You got to be a certain individual to first off compete in a hardcore match, but to actually hold the hardcore championship, that's another thing. And Al Snow now making his way back up the riverbank. A dark night on the banks of the Mississippi in Memphis.
What's he doing now?
From behind with a stick.
Wow.
A stick bounced off the back of Al Snow and hit the cameraman.
Our cameraman's hardcore too.
Covered now by Bob Holly. Hook of the leg and a kick out again by Al Snow.
If you're involved in any kind of way with a match like this, you're hardcore.
Al Snow, the 234-pounder from Lima, Ohio. Said earlier he would love to win the hardcore championship. Believes by right he's the champion since the Road Dog had to forfeit the title. And there again is that chain link fence.
What are they trying to do with that?
And Bob Holly now setting up that fence for Al Snow. Kick to the midsection. And now Al Snow battles back. Again, those kidney shots taking their effect on Bob Holly.
Wow.
And there's the right hand up underneath the chin.
And there's that maniacal laugh again. It's a nut.
And there's another stick across the back, and it hardly budged Al Snow. Al Snow been involved in many legendary battles in the Far East, but perhaps none as brutal as this one against Bob Holly. And now Holly's gonna wrap him up in the fence. And here's the cover now. And this is
right here.
Bob Holly has won the Hardcore Championship.
The winner of this match.
I can't believe it.
New World Wrestling Federation Hardcore Champion, Bob Holly.
Bob Holly wins the Hardcore Championship and becomes the fourth Hardcore Championship in WWF history.
He said phone? Can't you understand English? He said phone.
Home?
You're right. That's E.T.'s home.
E.T. Home phone.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
He wants to call.
Across my Levi's, likes to watch me grow. Green facts, ain't preparing better, no. Green facts, ain't preparing better, no.
My name is Harris K. Tellemacher. I live in Los Angeles, and I've had 7 heart attacks, all imagined.
Sleepless nights, only when your appetite strike a match with punching knights. calling live from Raw's War.
Hello, ladies.
I love that part.
So Michigan State was home to the legendary Magic Johnson.
Ready to come to his wedding room.
Well, tonight, with the big Valboski in town, it's home to the real Magic Johnson.
What do you mean by that? Oh, come on, JR. Forget that right here tonight we expect the roof to explode off this arena here in Michigan State when Stone Cold joins us. But also remember that The Undertaker and The Rock are going to get it on. They're going to go one-on-one here tonight, and we're going to hang with it as long as it takes.
Boy, look at that, JR.
That ain't Tupperware. Oh! I think we need to read up on gothic lifestyles. Maybe we could understand Edge, we might understand Edge too, but we certainly could understand Gangrel and maybe Christian a little bit better. Gangrel side headlock on Val Venus. Good shoulder block by Gangrel. I'll tell you one thing, when The Undertaker and The Rock go nose to nose right here in this ring that sits in front of us, King, it is going to be an epic battle. There's no doubt about it. The Rock, spine buster. The Rock has been red hot. There's no doubt about it. The Undertaker, almost in a must-win situation. He's got 13 days to get ready for Judgment Day when he takes on his own brother, Kane, for the WWF title. So tonight is a huge matchup in our third of three big old main events.
Well, don't forget that at Judgment Day, Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be the referee. And I can't help it if I'm a little bit distracted, but Terry Runnels is standing right here in front of me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. These young athletes here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Oh, look at that.
In a high-stakes matchup here, yeah. A little cramping. No, I'm not going to say that.
What?
I meant to say Terry. Terry was at... Woo! Great competition in the ring. We'll focus in the ring for a while on these young superstars. No 45-year-old dueling microphones here. You're seeing athletic competition.
Ooh!
And these youngsters, yes, they'll make mistakes. But that's one of the exciting things about watching their careers develop here. Double arm suplex. There's the cover.
No.
And Val Venus gets that right shoulder off the canvas. You know, I'd love to know what brought Gangrel and Christopher together. And there is a cradle and a near fall.
You mean Christian?
Christian, I mean.
Oh, man, did you hear that?
Shot right in the face, and there you see Christian. The younger brother of Edge, as we found out just before we went on the air. High back body drop. Great elevation there.
I think Val Venus may be a little bit distracted by Terry Runnels also.
And we hope to find out, King, what those... Trying to got served papers
here. Hey.
What's going... Well, there's Edge.
Uh-oh.
There's Edge right over
He's
the railing.
Back.
He's coming to confront his brother. He says, what are you doing with him? I think that's what I made it. Oh, what baseball slide through.
Oh, man.
Gangrel DDT on the floor. Gangrel attacking Edge. Edge was interrogating, for the lack of a better term, his
look
little
this,
brother.
Look.
And now look at Gangrel and Christopher stomping away at Edge. This match has ended.
Boy, we've been talking about brother against brother all night. There's another example of it right there. What is going on here, JR?
Well, I tell you, this is a huge mystery.
The winner of this match is a result of a countout, Val Venus.
whopping one loss record.
Yeah,
intact here.
And to the winner go the spoils.
Well, I'm sure that's one way of describing that young lady. But
yeah, look at those spoils.
This is all.
Watch it.
They're just, these two are revolting. I mean, you know, go get a room or something.
Come on, are you married by this day?
She's a married woman, for God's sake.
Hey, who's this now?
I've seen that guy before. Remember the movie Usher?
The movie Usher guy, yeah.
He's got a gold envelope.
I think he's Usher for a lot of Bowles movies.
I don't know about that. Well, Val and perhaps Terry have got a little special delivery here. Well, I don't know what Val just read, but seems to be shocking to him.
Uh-oh! That explains the gold stationery. Look at Terry Runnels tearing it to pieces.
Hey, Val. That there that you're reading, that is your personal invitation to my world premiere next week.
Did you hear that? Goldust returns next week live here on Raw. And can you imagine what could happen if he gets his hands on Val Venus? What if he gets his hands on his own wife?
Oh, my gosh.
Terry Runnels, I'd make myself scarce.
Oh,
Goldust world premiere next week on Raw.
Goldust is coming back. Goldust makes a world premiere next week.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so. Just words can never say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my heart around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that I
Sense the grace and feel the magic in us.